Unit 4, page 40, reading. Here is a preview and a review of a documentary about using animals in science. Preview.
Sharing the Planet, Animals in Science, Science Channel, 9:30 p.m. Sharing the Planet is a five-part documentary showing how humans relate to the rest of the animal kingdom on planet Earth. The series as a whole looks at the exploitation of animals and also the great lengths people go to protect endangered species. The programmes are presented by Professor Stan Collins, who is a leading expert in the field of zoology. He has travelled the globe, investigating the different attitudes people have towards animals, from ivory hunters in Africa to projects which have been set up in the outback of Australia for the protection of kangaroos and wallabies. In this first episode, Animals in Science, he concentrates on the use of animals in scientific experiments. He interviews the scientists who are convinced that these experiments are necessary and of huge value to the well-being of humans. He also talks to those who are opposed to using animals in this way and will go to great lengths, even breaking the law, to prevent it. This programme, which is a serious investigation into the issue, contains some disturbing images and is not for the faint-hearted.
Last night's TV.
Sharing the Planet, Animals in Science, Science Channel, 9:30 p.m. Animals in Science was the first of a five-part documentary looking at the relationship between humans and animals. This first programme was presented by the eminent zoologist Professor Stan Collins, who looked at the way animals are used in scientific experiments. The documentary sets out to give viewers information about how and why animals are used in this way by talking to the scientists involved and also examining the views of individuals and organisations opposed to the experiments. Professor Collins was a skilled interviewer. When he spoke to people, he didn't bully them or try to put words in their mouth. I got the impression, however, that he was on the side of the scientists if their work was medical research, but he had little time for those using animals to find a longer-lasting lipstick or a super stay-on mascara. If the programme had spent more time investigating the use of animals in non-medical experiments, it would have been more balanced, in my opinion. I've always been aware that using animals in scientific experiments went on, though I didn't really know anything about it. The programme was very informative, explaining what actually happens and how it is regulated by law. I was interested to find out that scientists involved in this area follow the 3 R's code. This approach centres on replacement, replacing animal procedures with non-animal procedures wherever possible, reduction, minimising the number of animals used, and refinement, improving the experiments so animals suffer as little as possible. The programme did include some disturbing scenes of animals in high-tech labs, and I, for one, felt very uncomfortable, even though the scientists explained the crucial nature of the research for cancer and heart patients. Apparently, there are some experiments that cannot be done without animals. Despite it being obvious that the programme makers wanted viewers to understand the need for animal testing, those opposed to it were given a voice. The main arguments were that animal testing can be misleading, as an animal's response to a drug can be different to a human's. The stress that animals endure in labs can affect experiments, making the results meaningless, and that animals have as much right to life as human beings. They also said that the argument that animal testing relieves human suffering does not hold water when animals are still being used to test items like cleaning products. Unfortunately, Professor Collins did not ask the scientists to comment on that one. The programme ended with Professor Collins speaking straight to camera. He posed the question, "If you or your loved ones could be saved from a life-threatening condition, would you refuse treatment if you knew that the drug or procedure was the result of animal experiments?" That's a tricky one for most of us, but for those in the program who saw an animal's right to life as equal to a human's, I think I know what the answer would be. The program was very interesting. It was based on thorough research and up-to-the-minute information, and left viewers a lot to think about. As a non-scientist, I didn't feel that it went over my head, and I will certainly be watching the rest of the series.